Aaron Dowding, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us, what is the problem with glossy buckthorn?
Glossy buckthorn is a non-native invasive shrub that was introduced to Canada and the United States over 100 years ago as a garden ornamental and a wildlife attracting plant because it produces a lot of seed. And it's in that time has escaped into the wild and has in some areas taken over the understory mid canopy of our forests. And it forms such dense canopy and thickets in our forests that native plants and other shrubs get pushed out. They can't reproduce, they can't grow. And the wildlife that depend on those native plants and shrubs, they end up getting pushed out as well. So we get a loss in the diversity of native biodiversity in our forests and along the edges of wetlands where this plant tends to grow.
It's interesting. I mean, with invasive species, we often think of them being like newly invasive, but some of these species could have been around for generations and generations, but maybe they're only becoming problematic now.
It could be that, and it can also be that we're finally understanding the impact that they're having. You know, we're finally getting a handle on, you know, what species are here and which ones have always been here and which are not native. And when we finally go looking for them, for example, when the Nature Conservancy protects a new piece of land, we realize that some of these lands are already full of invasive species or have them established. And so once we protect that land, we have more work to do. So the stewardship team kicks in. And we have work to do to try to restore native biodiversity once the land is protected.
Right. Tell us about what is happening on Saturday.
So we've got a property where we have a conservation easement with the Atlantic Wildlife Institute. So those folks, they still own the land, but we have an agreement that goes with that land that protects it from you know, future development, and we're working with them to eradicate or at least get a handle on the glossy buckthorn at that property. So we're having a volunteer call out to get folks to come and help us out, and we're going to get our hands dirty and pull out glossy buckthorn from along wetland edges, because it's a property located along the Tantramar River in the upper Tantramar watershed and part of the part of that marsh complex, and we'll get in there and we'll be pulling out small seedlings and working with staff from the Atlantic Wildlife Institute and our partners at the New Brunswick Invasive Species Council. They're also going to come and help out. And we've also got some tools called extractigators that help us pull out larger trees, larger glossy buckthorn that were lent from the Nature Trust of New Brunswick. So it's a really collaborative type of day, and we'd love if folks from the area would come out and lend us a hand.
Okay, yeah, you're putting the call out for volunteers. You're hoping to get people to sign up by noon on Friday. Is there special equipment or special skills that people need to volunteer?
No, just enthusiasm. And I think a full belly and a water bottle and a lunch. And if you've got good sturdy gloves, bring those and throw those in your backpack. And that's it. And we've got one of our stewardship team field interns who's an expert in glossy buckthorn identification and how to remove it. So he's going to show everybody how to get the job done. And we'll take about 3 hours, and then everybody can get on with the rest of their weekend and feel good about a job well done.
What time are you gathering on Saturday?
So we'll meet at 10 a.m. at 200 Cookville Road. So it's at the Atlantic Wildlife Institute. And we'll go till about 1 p.m. or so. And people can sign up early by going to conservationvolunteers.ca. And they'll see an event in there. There's a sign up, a link they can click for, we're calling it Pulling Together in Chignecto. And they can go to that link. They could also email my assistant who's working on me with this little project. Her name's Caroline Blakely. That's caroline.blakely, B-L-A-K-E-L-Y, at natureconservancy.ca. And she can also sign people up.
one more question, less about Saturday, but in general, should people be looking for glossy buckthorn and removing it from their own properties? I'm just wondering if there's a special technique there. I know with some invasive species, the more you hack away at it, the more it grows. I don't know if there's anything special to know about glossy buckthorn in that department.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. If the saplings are, if the tree is really small, like the size of your pinky finger in diameter, you can probably pull it right out. If it's a larger tree, like the size of a small apple tree sapling, you want to girdle it so you can cut around the edge of the bark. But if you just cut it off, it's probably going to start sprouting stumps and keep growing. But glossy buckthorn can be confused with some of our native shrubs like chokecherry. And so to the untrained eye, you could end up actually being working on a native species. So it's best to get some advice on whether you have glossy buckthorn, and Nature Conservancy can quickly help with that. And then you can have at her knowing that you're not cutting down a native shrub.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much, Aaron. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. And thanks for having me on. And anybody that comes out, thank you so much. We'd love to have you, and many hands make light work.